On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not at all, 10 being amazingly so, how excited for the grand final are you at the moment?
Well, in the Brian McDermott, the Leeds Rhinos coach, scale of 2 to 9, which is the official rugby league measure of anything, because he'd never be suicidal or anything, so he's never a 1, and he'd never be completely happy, so he'd never be a 10. Somewhere about 27 at the moment.
Oh, okay, all right, okay.
The thing about Saturday more than anything, yes, it's the championship game. Yes, we'll have the championship crown. We'll see who the new champions are and all that. But we don't know who's going to win. It's going to be one of those. Before the Challenge Cup final, I know we tried to build up Hull KR's hopes. But I think we all knew Leeds would win and win comfortably, and that they did. On Saturday, you could speak to 10 different people and they'll give you 10 different opinions on a game where there's only 3 possible results. It's that close a game. And I think it's going to be an absolute belter. I hope it is anyway.
Yeah, and when you look at the fact that Old Trafford is going to be sold out for that, the fact that rugby league as a sport can do that, it can fill Old Trafford, particularly when you consider that a couple of hours later and just a few miles down the road, there's another code of rugby going on at another stadium in Manchester. But still, the fact that that rugby league can sell out Old Trafford, that's a huge statement of just, A, how exciting this game is, but also, B, just where rugby league and Super League are at the moment. Maybe that the excitement's maybe been increased a bit by the likes of the Super 8s and things like that.
But to sell it out by the Tuesday as well, I think it's almost a perfect storm of things. We've got two of the best supported clubs in the competition, well, the top two in the division as it finished as well, and a game that people want to see. We haven't seen Leeds and Wigan contest a grand final since the original one in 1998, so there's that bit of newness about it. We've got all the stories with the Leeds players retiring at the end of the season in Sinfield and Peacock and Luluai. And then you've also got the Wigan side. You've got Ben Flower, having been sent off in the first minute of the grand final last year, how he will react playing this year. So there's lots of different stories around. And Tom will know, because he will get the same emails I get from the people organising the other code of rugby at the moment. If the RFL don't send out an email on Saturday to every single media outlet in the country saying that the biggest crowd in the city of Manchester watching rugby on Saturday was at Old Trafford watching Leeds versus Wigan, then they're doing something wrong. Because it's all about hype, it's all about spin, but this is actual reality. You know, they can, you know, say how many people have turned up at fan zones or whatever across this Union World Cup, but the reality is Old Trafford is a sellout for the first time in the Super League Grand Final. In 1998, I think the crowd was about 40-odd thousand for Wigan versus Leeds, so, you know, in the past few years it's been building and building. We've got this perfect storm on Saturday. The weather's supposed to be good as well. It should be a belter, and as we always say, turn down the sound on the TV, listen to us instead. We're on the FM4. I've got in front of me, I'm starting to put together a program. We've got highlights of every single game Leeds and Wigan have played this season. They've played out some belters, so we're hoping for the same again on Saturday.
Now, Rich, I know that you've been talking about the press releases that which the Rugby Union have sent out. They've actually sent out another one today, trying to hype the game on Saturday. And it is one of them, isn't it, for the Rugby League? You've got Leeds Rhinos versus Wigan Warriors, a game where it's all on the line, so much on the line. And then you've got England-Uruguay in a meaningless game. I mean, the Rugby League have got a perfect PR opportunity on Saturday. Let's hope they can take it.
Sometimes I think we're a bit too nice to our quote-unquote friends at Twickenham. And sometimes you have to be a bit naughty and you have to sell your sport. If there's anything we do best in rugby league, it's undersell ourselves. We've got a great product on the pitch. The mystery is why people don't necessarily get involved and watch it across the country. But that's, you know, a long-term thing. And maybe it's the fact that, you know, our international game obviously isn't as strong as Union's. But we've got a massive fixture here. It's on primetime television, granted not on ITV like the England game is, but it's on Sky. They'll be promoting the hell out of it because there's nothing else going on this weekend apart from that than the World Darts Grand Prix final on the international football, but no one cares about that. We care more about non-league day, of course. So it's a big opportunity to really get the message out there, whether, you know, the newspaper editors or other radio stations, TV companies actually bother to pass on that message remains to be seen, and I think we probably know the answer, but we've got to be seen to be trying. And it's going to be a great occasion, 74,000 plus people at Old Trafford with a fantastic atmosphere under the lights And the main thing is we do not know who will win. We know who will win that other game at the City of Manchester Stadium. We know who's going to win between England and Uruguay. We haven't got a clue who's going to win this game. And that's what makes it even more exciting.
When you go back a few weeks, Rich, to the start of the Rugby Union World Cup, do you think those at the Rugby Football Union would maybe have thought, do you know what, we've got these games in Manchester, we've got the game in Manchester, we've got the games at Elland Road. We are going to try and just get ourselves into that more rugby league corridor up north. And I think with the way that everything's gone, if you were on Twitter now, you would just use the hashtag fail for this one at the moment.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I think it's fairly obvious to anyone with half a brain why England are playing Uruguay in Manchester on the same night as the Super League Grand Final. And they'll be upset as well, because I know there was a column in the Daily Mail about this a few weeks ago, about the perceived snub from Manchester United, because Alex Ferguson didn't want rugby union games being played at Old Trafford during the World Cup, because it would mess up the pitch. As we know from Rugby League, it doesn't necessarily do that, because the scrums and such do not make that mess. So there's all these perceived things. I think we as a sport need to sell ourselves better. I think we're starting to do that a lot more. We've had great events this season. Magic Weekend in Newcastle was a great success. I think anyone who went there will tell you that. Summer Bash was a work in progress, perhaps, but I think anyone who went to Blackpool for the weekend will have enjoyed themselves, especially with the weather. And the Rugby League as well. And the Challenge Cup final was great. Biggest crowd in years. Different team getting there. Yes, you know, they got hammered, but it was a great occasion. Tom Briscoe breaking a record. And then in the last few weeks, if you think about the games we've had, that absolute belter at Huddersfield a couple of weeks ago with Ryan Hall's try, which really has been the catalyst for getting Leeds' grand final in the sense, because they were in awful form before that. And the two semi-finals last week, yeah, Wigan Huddersfield was a bit of a foregone conclusion. But Leeds Saints, what a game that was. Then the £1 million game. Then we had Keighley Swinton on Sunday, which was a great game for the third tier of Rugby League to have a fantastic game, decided by a point. Unfortunately, it went the way of Swinton rather than Keighley. So we've had great action up to this point. We've got this fantastic grand final coming up. And then we've got to market and sell the hell out of this England versus New Zealand Test Series coming up. Wigan Hull and the Olympic Stadium in London. We've got to try and sell out every single venue. People who are watching the Union World Cup, we've got to get those adverts out there and say, hey, if you know, watched this and you thought, no, it's all right, come and watch some proper international rugby league. It's going to be much better, much more entertaining, and you'll love it, and the tickets are cheaper. And we've got to get that message out there and get those people bums on seats.
Do you think that Sam Burgess maybe jumping codes back to league could maybe help that? Do you see that one happening in the future, Rich?
I think it'll happen.
As in the short-term future?
I hope so. I don't know anything. I know he said he wants to stay, but I think, as has been said before, if he's staying for the money, fair enough, but no one cares if he wins the Championship with Bath or the European Cup or whatever. No one cares. It's irrelevant. The only thing that matters to most people in rugby union, to the general public at large, is the international game. So if he won domestic competitions, who would care? He can go back to Sydney and be a hero again, or, you know, come back to Rugby League in the Super League. I think he's probably more likely to go back to Australia. But, you know, come back to a club that actually cares about him.
We're talking about a club that cares about one of the players, Jermaine McGilvery and Huddersfield Giants, that deal being extended. It just made a lot of sense, didn't it? He's had a fantastic season and quite rightly got in that dream team.
Yeah, absolutely superb season. Top try scorer, new deal. I expect he'll be in the England squad. Announced on Monday. I think we're going to that, so we'll bring you the news of that on Monday on Radio Yorkshire. But if he's not in the England squad, something's definitely gone wrong. I'm sure he will be. And he should be starting for England, whether it's against France in the warm-up or the three test series against New Zealand, because how could you not play a man who's been in such great form this year? And as Paul Anderson, his club coach at Huddersfield, told us, it's not just his try-scoring, it's his defensive efforts as well. He's almost a complete winger. And a great season for Jermaine McGilvery, and great for Huddersfield that they've been able to keep him on a long-term deal as well.
And just to move us on, Rich, to another thing that happened in recent days, something I know you'll be very happy about, the £1 million game. We will continue to see Wakefield in Super League next season.
Yeah, it's the whole task now for the club is to get the coaching situation sorted, whether Brian Smith stays long-term or not, and certainly to get some new players in. I'm sure there'll be a big turnaround in the squad. No one's been announced just yet, I don't think. But interesting times at Wakefield. And the whole aim has to be not to be in that position next season.
Do you think that overall the Super 8s and the Middle 8s and all this, do you think it would be seen as a success and would remain without that many changes, or do you think it's something that we're going to see evolve quite heavily in the coming years?
Yeah, I think after one season it's probably too early to call certainly the whole content, but I think this year, you know, if you use the theory of recentism, you know, the final games of the Super 8s and the top eight were fantastic. The million-pound game and the Super 8 qualifiers had some great, exciting rugby league in there. We saw Halifax and Sheffield more than hold their own, and Lee finished bottom, which was a surprise. I think something perhaps needs to be worked out with the Championship Shield, because it's a bit of an afterthought of a competition. But overall, I think it's been a great success, and I'm looking forward to it again next year.